Well, Kevin, first of all, congratulations. Through to another final. That's, I suppose, what the doctor ordered for this evening's game.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, going in this game, we knew that St Unan was going to put up a real tough battle. In fairness to them, they gave us everything we wanted for the first half and, you know, right up there to the last whistle. Thankfully, you know, we've had luck on our side, we come out the right side. Like, you know, I'm sure St Unan's looking at that thinking, missed chances and missed both. But, look, we're an experienced team, and I suppose over the years, we've learned how to figure out how to win these games and how to see them out. So look, it's great to get the result of the night, and it's great to be in another county final again.
You scored the two goals, and obviously goals are always big scores. I suppose the one in the first half in particular gave you a bit of a cushion.
Yeah, it was you know, it was nip and tuck, and like, goals won by games, and you know, it was just fortunate enough to be there in the right place, right time. You know, the ball could have bounced another way, another foot either way, and you know, but look, that's hurting us all by just being in the right place at the right time, and you know, about long enough now to know where to be at the right time. So thankfully the ball both
bounced. You were just hanging on in the second half. You probably didn't need the second one to breathe a little sigh of relief towards the end.
You know, Unan's pulled it back there to 2 points, and you know, 2 points lead's very dangerous in Championship hurling. You know, we'll definitely look at, you know, our performance there the other night, and you know, a lot of faults, and I suppose a couple of players only won 50-60% there. Like, Bert now coming in this final, you know, Bert will be rubbing their hands thinking, like, look, we're there for the taking, and you know, I suppose, in fairness, we probably are there for taking after that performance. But look, with 3 weeks to try and get it right, then you know, we'll do everything we can to get it right.
Semi-finals are always no win games, really. It's about winning them rather than maybe putting on the glitz and the glamour and the form and the performance.
The championship this year is a round robin basis, so you know, you can afford to lose games, and you know, I suppose semi-finals, knockout stages, that's real championship hurlers, do or die stuff. And you know, it's time to bodies in the line, and you know, we see Conor Gallen there, Colm Malath throwing themselves in the tackles there and try to win a ball, like, and you know, that's a real championship hurlers all about, and the fire and the passion in the belly, and you know, doing it for your teammates.
And I suppose the experienced players that stood up for you as well. You got the two goals. Declan Coulter, massive game, 9 points.
Yeah, Declan's I suppose one of our go-to forwards there now. You know, we've a couple of them, and you know, big games, we expect big players to play in big games. You know, Declan pulled it out of the bag here the night. But look, it's a 15-man game with all the players there that done the donkey work, running around breaking balls. Some players maybe didn't perform as well as they liked to, but you know, as I say, we have 3 weeks now to get that right.